I am in charge. I am in charge. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am in charge. Happily, we do not all experience moments of panic, moments of tension, moments of unhappiness, moments of feeling bad, moments of self-pity. Fortunately, we don't feel that very often. But when we do, that's the time to say, I am in charge. That's the time to say, I am in charge of my thinking. I'm in charge. Every thought that comes through my head, and I can accept it or reject it. I can pay attention to it, or I can pay no attention to it. It's all up to me. Now, what do I want to do? Do I want to pay attention to the thoughts going through my head that are not pleasant? No, not at all. I want to pay attention to the thoughts going through my head that are pleasant, that are happy, that are uplifting, that are just so joyous and so fantastic that it makes me feel 10 feet tall. Really, really, I do. You do too. We all do. We all like to feel great. And the only way to feel great is to determine to feel great. When anything comes into our attention, any thought comes into our mind, any panic feeling or any feeling of sorry for ourselves, we say, hey, that's not the direction I want to go. That only leads to more panic and more feeling sorry. I want happy thoughts in my head. I want happy thoughts in my mind. I want happy thoughts in my being. That's all I care about are happy, happy, happy thoughts. Yes. You say, well, Pollyanna, here we come again. Yeah, that's right. Pollyanna, here we come again. Now, you look at a person who's smiling and happy, and a glow of happiness flows through you. You look at a person who's sad, and sadness goes through you. Now, that sadness that they have does not belong to you. That happiness they have does not belong to you. Why are you allowing it to be the criteria of your thinking? Why are you allowing yourself to think those thoughts? And you are thinking those thoughts because you think that that is important to you. You think that is something that is your life and your way and your being. Well, it's up to you. It's up to you. I see that Rex has just gone off to chase after something. And I say to myself, oops. Now, not whoops. Rex is just walking around looking at things. He'll be back in a moment. Rex is surrounded by my pure white light of love. I choose what Rex thinks. I choose what Rex does. I choose what Rex is going to do because he's my dog. Now, I choose the same thing for myself. I choose what I think. I choose what I am. I choose how I live. I choose what is my choice in life, and that's all that matters. I make the decisions for how I'm going to be happy or sad, as I often say, and that's truly just my choice, and it's truly just your choice. I choose what thoughts I think, and the thoughts that I think are beautiful thoughts, uplifting thoughts, fantastic thoughts. The thoughts I think are thoughts that are worthy of my mind, of my divine mind, where all is in divine order. The thoughts that I think are fantastic thoughts. They are thoughts that reveal in me who and what I am and why I am that which I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference. I am the one that makes the choice. Now, a lot of times we say, I'm unhappy. I feel sad. Things are not going too well for me. I don't know why it is that things are going wrong. And the reason things are going wrong is because you're not too happy. You're not feeling good about yourself. You can make the choice to feel good about yourself. You can make the choice to think that you're a happy person, a lovely person, a wonderful person. You can think thoughts about yourself that you are uplifting and fantastic and glorious. And you can believe it and know it and experience it right now. And that's all that matters. When you get a panic thought, It's some thought that flashes through your mind from some experience that you're having or had or that's going on around you. And when you do that, then what happens? Then, when you do that, you feel very unhappy. You feel very unpleasant. And how do you change that? You change that by changing your thinking. You start thinking about more beautiful things. You start thinking about more wonderful things. You start thinking about more happy things. You start thinking about things that are going to make your life worthwhile and make your life really good. It's all a matter of your choice. How do you want to do it? How do you want to be it? How do you want to have your life be? It's just a matter of where your thinking is, where my thinking is. You know, when you sing, and when you sing beautiful songs, and you're singing these songs, and you're thinking, oh, aren't they wonderful? They are so fantastic. They are so glorious. They are so good. I feel so good. Oh, what a wonderful morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. Just singing those words makes me feel good. Just singing those words make me feel uplifted. Singing those words makes me feel wonderful and fantastic. Now, if just singing those words can do that for me, I come to realize I can make that choice anytime I want. When a sadness comes in my life, I immediately say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. And the sadness no longer is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about a beautiful morning and a beautiful day. I'm thinking about happiness. I'm thinking about all the joyous things that go on in the world, all the wonderful things that go on in the world, all the things that make me feel that I am as happy as can be. These are choices that I make. These are decisions that I make. These are attitudes that I have. And these attitudes, these decisions, these choices, they're what go on in my life. They're what go on in my world. They're what go on in my experiences. I just said, I surround you, Rex, with my pure white light of love. And he came walking up to me just as though he had been here all the time, put his nose in my hand for a snuggle, and then he sat down beside me. And he says, I'm always with you, Dad. I'm always wherever your thinking is that I am. When you think I'm with you, I'm with you. When you think we're having fun together, we're having fun together. When you think that all is great and good in life, then that is just exactly what it is. All is great and good in life. And it's nothing more nor anything less. I am the one who chooses whether I have thoughts of joy or thoughts of panic. I am the one who chooses whether I think that the world is wonderful and everything is going according to a divine pattern, or I'm having self-pity that I don't have all the money in the world and all the friends in the world and all the good circumstances in the world. That's all my choice. It's all my choice and all exactly who I choose to be. Now, this day, I choose with that happy heart, as I said, Rex, I see you right now. I surround you with my pure white light of love. And up he walked, right to me, right to where I was. And I had opened my eyes before, and he was not standing nearby. I did not see him. But the moment I said, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I made the decision, there he was, standing right there, saying to me, hey, I'm always where you want me to be. I'm always doing what you want me to do. I'm always happy as you want me to be. And you see, when we can take the time, and by decision, our decision, we take the time by our decision to do what we want to do, then it is done. Now, can you take the time by your decision to say to yourself, you are in charge of your thoughts, your words, your actions, your attitudes, your emotions, everything? And be so? Yes, you can. And are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to do it, I know that's for sure. I do it all the time. And I remind myself again and again and again, all is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. Again and again and again, I tell myself these truths about myself. And as I tell me these truths about myself, then so it is. Nothing more, nothing less. And how beautiful that is, because that is my choice. That is my attitude. That is my life. That is all that matters to me. Join me in this thought for today of being in charge of my thoughts, of your thoughts, of our thoughts, and how great it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.